Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog his llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there, this is Dick Huddleston again. Well, sir, Pine Ridge's new library seems to be doing pretty good. The town folks have taken up the art of reading, especially their number one card holder, Cedric Weehunt. He hangs around there all the time trying to get somebody to read to him. So let's drop over to the store, or that is library, and see how the old fellas are getting along.
Abner, you better come over here and watch this so you'll know how to run the library when I ain't around.
Are you going fishing with Dwight?
No, I told him I couldn't go.
Dog, it's a better feller'd have to hide behind a tree to bait his hook today, Lum.
They'd be biting today, sure.
Yeah, well, don't worry about me knowing how to run things. If anybody wants a book, I give it to them.
I better not try to go fishing. I better stay here and explain this to you.
All right, go
ahead. There's way yonder more to it than that, you know. For instance, here's how we keep track of the ones we've loaned out so far. We better check these over.
Yep, better check them over.
See now. Oh, yeah, here we are. Outgoing books to date.
Huh?
Clarabelle Seastrunk taking out Elsie Densmore makes the grade. Check.
Check.
Uncle Henry Lunsford taking out you must have jotted this one down. I can't make it out at all. Ain't that your hen scratching there?
Let's see. Huh. Yeah, must be. I can't read it either.
No, I don't reckon you can after it gets cold.
No.
Well, do you recollect what book Uncle Henry taken?
Oh, let's see. It was some book about an Indian, I believe.
An Indian?
Yeah. I recollect it had the word arrow in the title there. Arrow or something, I forget now.
Was it the poison arrow?
No, I'm sure it weren't that. Wait a minute, I recollect it was Arrowsmith.
Oh, yeah, I saw that book here. Yeah, Arrowsmith. Check.
Check.
Smith. That's an odd name for an Indian, ain't it?
Well, I thought so, too. But Uncle Henry said there was some Indian, Pocahontas, and she married Captain John Smith, so he figured the book must be about one of their boys or something like that.
Well, that figures.
Yeah.
Grandma Masters taking
out... Oh, wait just a minute. There comes our main customer up out there. That blame Cedric.
Oh, yeah. He's getting to be sort of a nuisance around here.
Worse than that.
Martin, I wish we hadn't give him a library card now.
Keeps wanting me to read him stories all the time. Read me a story.
Well, howdy, everybody. Here's your old library boy again.
Yeah, we've seen you, Cedric. How are you?
Well, pretty good, I reckon.
Good.
Say, my library card's getting a little bent. Does that matter? Is it still good?
Why, sure, I guess so. Ain't it long?
Yeah, but you oughtn't to come in here and use it so often, Cedric. You're going to use it up.
Yes, Mama, I'll go easy on it. Well, how about it, Mr. Abner? Can you read me another story now?
No, Cedric, I'm sorrowful, but I can't do it now. I'm just too busy.
Well, my card's still good, ain't it?
Why, sure, but I just...
And I'm a property owner, you know. You feller sold me that little strip of ground out in front of the store there.
Cedric, we know all that, but I ain't got time to read you no stories today.
Well, how about just a little short one? I'd like to hear that one about Pinky Winky the rabbit again.
Yeah, well, some other time, Cedric.
Love that story. Old Pinky Winky wanted to swim underwater like a goldfish, so old mean Freddy Fox put up a sign, swimming instructor. And then when Pinky Winky come over there, the fox jumped at him and hit his head on the sign and fell in the creek and drowned himself. You recollect that story too, don't you, Mr. Abner?
Of course I do.
Well, how does it go?
How does it go? He just told me the whole thing.
Pinky Winky wanted to swim underwater, didn't he?
Oh, me Lord's sake.
I catch on to them stories pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Cedric, you'll just have to stop bothering us now. We've got too much work to do around here. Besides, the idea of a library ain't to get the librarians to read to you. You're supposed to take these books home and read them to yourself.
Well, what you got that table there for? I thought that was to sit around and read at.
Well, it is, I reckon.
Well, that's what I want to do, then. Come on, Mr. Abner, start reading.
Now, Cedric, now you better run on home. I just ain't got time to read to you now. We'll see you later.
Well, I got this library card, and I want to use it.
Yeah, but, Cedric, if you don't stop bothering us all the time now, we might have to take that card away from you.
You can't do that. I'm a property owner now. Don't forget that. You fellers even signed a paper saying I owned that little strip out there.
Yeah, but now that I've been in the library business a little longer, I ain't sure that's exactly legal, Cedric. I think you have to own property you live on before you can get a card.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good one, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll be back later then.
Yeah, I'll come back some other time when we ain't so busy, Cedric.
Yes, Ma. See you later.
Yeah, so long. Hey, that was a good one you studied up there, Law. Finally got shut up.
Well, what I said might be true. We don't want to do nothing illegal here. We don't want to get in no trouble like we did when we was running that radio station without no license.
Oh, no, no. We want to run a good legal library, all right.
Yeah. Now, where was we?
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Grandma Masters taking out essentials of electrical engineering. Check.
Check.
Ms. Barton.
Electrical taking... engineering? Is that what you said?
Yeah, essentials of.
Grandma Masters. Lord, me ain't lying. Now, what is a woman her age wanting to take up engineering for?
Well, she ain't aiming on reading the book. She just wanted to press flowers in. It's a great big heavy book, you know. You saw it.
Yeah, I know the book, Lon, but engineering's too hard work for a woman to be doing.
I said she just wanted to press flowers.
Well, that's what she ought to be doing, too. Pressing flowers and such as that. Not engineering work.
Well, she ain't going to.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Miss Barton, Tarzan of the Apes. Check.
Check.
Don't know what she wants to read that for. She's got enough little apes over there at her house.
Well, maybe she wants to read up on them, Lon. Live and learn, you know. Good to know everything.
Ms.
She's got one or two there that'll classify, I know.
Miss Blevins, Diana of the Crossways. Check.
Check.
Widder Abernathy. Let's see here. She taking out Love Twixt Golden Strands. I figured she'd take that right away. Check.
Check.
Ulysses S. Quincy.
Whose idea was it anyway, Lon?
Whose idea was what?
Grandma Masters getting out and taking an engineering job.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Was that Grandpa Master's idea?
Here we go again.
Sound just about like the old critter. He ought to be ashamed of himself. Believe I'll just call him up and give him a piece of my mind.
No, now, you stay away from that phone. You better not be giving no pieces of your mind away, neither, because you ain't got much to work on there.
Huh?
You can't spare none.
Can't, huh?
Grandma Masters ain't out trying to get no engineering job.
Of course not. Grandpa's out doing that, the varmint. And he'll get her one, too, that old
And
guy.
Will you listen for just a half a second?
Why, sure. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
All Grandma Masters wants to do is just press a few flowers.
I know it, Mom, and that's what breaks my heart. Here is this poor little old woman. All she wants to do in the world is just press a few little flowers.
Here we go again.
But her husband, he makes her get out and work on a road gang.
Road gang?
Oh, that poor little woman.
How did the road gang get in there?
Sitting up there running a steam shovel. Blisters on her little hands.
For goodness sakes, Abner.
Bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
To goodness, Abner, you've got the worst one imagination of every human that ever drawed breath, I know.
Lom, we better do something about this now. We can't just sit here and let that grandpa get away with a thing like that.
Now, just hold on a minute, Abner. Simmer down and take it easy.
At a time like this?
In the first place, I don't believe electric engineers run steam shovels. And if they did, Grandma Masters ain't running one. Because she's right over there at her place right now, more than likely sitting on the front porch.
What happened? Did they fire?
Yeah.
Good. Proud to hear it.
I thought you would be.
Serves that grandpa right,
too. Yeah.
Now, maybe she can find a little time to press some flowers, like she always wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
You know what we ought to do, Lon? Just take her some books out of the library here and carry them over to her place so she can use them to press her flowers in.
Abner, that's what she's using the engineering book for.
Oh, well, that's a lot better idea. Yes, sir. That's a good one on old Grandpa, too, you know it. He's more likes to think she's sitting out there reading that book and all the time she's just pressing flowers in it.
Yeah, that's a good one, all right.
Oh, Lordy. Some folks sure get cuter ideas in their head once in a while.
What did you say then?
I just said that some folks sure get some cuter ideas in their heads once in a while.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
I can think of one feller that gets them all the time.
Yeah? Who's that, Lon?
Oh, just a feller, friend of mine.
Do I know him?
Well, I'd say that I know him a heap better than you do. Fact is, I'd say... Well, for goodness sakes, what's going on out in front there?
Grandma Master's got a steam shovel down there?
No, look out there.
What?
There's a big crowd of folks out there, and it looks like somebody's putting up a tent right smack in the front of the store.
A tent? Now, why does she want a tent with a steam shovel?
It's just a little bitty old tent.
Reckon there's a circus coming to town?
It's a camping tent. See it out there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Now, I reckon what that's for.
I don't know, but we better put a stop to that. Come on.
Hey, wait a minute. Ain't that Cedric out there? Yeah, that's him. See, he's the one that's putting up the tent, Lon.
Hey, Cedric, get that thing out of there. You can't put up a tent there.
Yeah, you can't do that, Cedric.
Why, Cana, this is my property.
Yeah, but that don't make no difference. Doggies, I believe he's got us there, Lon.
Well, Cedric, what do you want to put up a tent right there for anyway?
Yeah.
So's I can keep my library card.
Huh?
You said I had to own property that I lived on. So from now on, this is where I'm going to live. Howdy, neighbors.